Hi, I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. In a long list of Bible words, if you had to pick 10 words to study, it's likely that you would not just simply go to the Scripture and pull out the word virgin. But I'm going to suggest that our word for today, virgin, is a significant word because everything that we believe regarding Jesus and His fulfillment of prophecy rests on that word. In Matthew 1:23, the Bible says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. And you may be able to go back in your tools and look at the original word that's used there, but that's for some a questionable word. You know, there are some modernists and infidels and skeptics who could read Matthew 1:23 and they say, where Matthew writes and says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child," and they would say, yeah, you know, he translates that and uses the word virgin there, but it probably really doesn't mean an actual virgin. And I'm sorry to say, there are even some within the body of Christ who even make the claim that Mary was a sexually questionable woman, as if to say that perhaps she wasn't really a woman who had never known a man. But I think that's why this is such an interesting word, because the word virgin that Matthew uses here means a woman who has never known a man. Their claim, again, is that Mary was just a young woman. And they go back to Isaiah 7:14 and say, well, the word that's used in Isaiah 7:14, which Matthew is quoting in Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, means just a young woman. But this is interesting. Did you know that there are actually two words in the original language for virgin in the Hebrew language? And there could have been more to signify the same, but two primary words. One means specifically, exclusively, a woman who has never known a man. The other can refer to a young woman or also to a virgin. For example, in Genesis 24, verse 16, it speaks of the virgin there, and that second word that could be used either way means a virgin as well. In Isaiah 7:14, where Isaiah is writing and says, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear sons, shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted as God with us, he uses the word that exclusively means a woman who has never known a man. Now, to get around the force of that, they say, well, probably under consideration there, they're just really talking about the wife of Ahaz. But that couldn't be the case, because when you look at Isaiah 7 and you go back to verse 3, Isaiah had a wife and they had a son. So it couldn't be that he's referring to a woman who's never known a man. He is really actually literally talking about a woman who was going to have a son without the assistance, without the help of a man, to show that it is indeed a miraculous conception. So, going backward into the text, Genesis 3, verse 15. Do you remember there it says, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." And there we learn that the woman was going to have a child, the implication of which is without a man. So you go back to Matthew 1, you look at verse 23 and following. You even begin the chapter, Matthew 1:1, where you have the book of the generations of Jesus Christ, who is the son of David and the son of Abraham, both of those men to show that he is the fulfillment of Genesis 3:15. But how about verse 20? Joseph was told that that which was in Mary was conceived not of him, but of the Holy Spirit. Miraculous conception. Virgin conception. Then in verse 23, he uses the word that is connecting to Isaiah 7:14 to show that virgin there means a woman who has never known a man. How about verse 23? He is Emmanuel, God with us. How else could it be except virgin conception, miraculous conception? And interesting, down in Matthew chapter 1, verse 25, the text tells us that Joseph did not know, that is to sexually know, his wife until after the birth of Jesus, showing us that it was indeed the conception of one who had never known a man. Now, I know some people say, well, you know, virgin conception, it doesn't really matter. Listen, it matters greatly, because were he not born of a virgin, were he not born of one who had never known a man, not a single other prophecy would matter if he fulfilled it. It is a fulfillment in a long line of fulfillments of the Christ. I encourage you, study that word, and you'll be impressed by the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, even by the use of one word, virgin, in the text. That's been our word for the day. I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word.